Part 2. Too Many Preachers. Chapter 4. Radicalized Religion. As American as Apple Pie. Since at least 1776, the upstart sects have grown as the mainline American denominations have declined. And this trend continues unabated as new upstarts continue to push to the fore. Roger Fink and Rodney Stark, The Churching of America, 1992. It is impossible to locate a period of American history when so-called small sects were not growing at a faster clip than denominations then viewed as large and stable. R. Lawrence Moore, Religious Outsiders and the Making of Americans, 1986. The place of the United States as the world's only remaining superpower magnifies the importance of the Christian history of North America. The spread of American influence around the world has meant that American versions of the nature, purpose, and content of the Christian faith have also spread widely. Mark A. Knoll, The Old Religion in a New World, 2002. Few questions will be more important to the 21st century United States than whether Renaissance religion and its accompanying political hubris will be carried on the nation's books as an asset or as a liability. While sermons and rhetoric propounding American exceptionalism proclaim religiosity an asset, a somber array of historical precedents, the pitfalls of imperial Christian overreach from Rome to Britain, tip the scales toward liability. Christianity in the United States, especially Protestantism, has always had an evangelical, which is to say missionary, and frequently a radical or combative streak. Some message has always had to be preached, punched, or proselytized. Once in a while, that excitability has been economic, most notably in the case of the social gospel of the 1890s, which searched through Scripture to document the Jesus who emphasized caring for the poor and hungry. In the 20th century, though, religious zeal in the United States usually focused on something quite different. Individual pursuit of salvation through spiritual rebirth, often in circumstances of sect-driven millenarian countdowns to the so-called end times and an awaited return of Christ. These beliefs have often been accompanied by great revivals, emotionalism, eccentricities of quaking, shaking, and speaking in tongues, characterization of the Bible as inerrant, and wild-eyed invocation of dubious prophecies in the Book of Revelation. No other contemporary Western nation shares this religious intensity and its concomitant proclamation that Americans are God's chosen people and nation. George W. Bush has averred this belief on many occasions. In its recent practice, the radical side of U.S. religion has embraced cultural anti-modernism, war hawkishness, Armageddon prophecy, and in the case of conservative fundamentalists, a demand for governments by literal biblical interpretation. In the 1800s, religious historians generally minimized the sectarian thrust of religious excess, but recent years have brought more candor. The evangelical, fundamentalist, sectarian, and radical threads of American religion are being proclaimed openly and analyzed widely, even though bluntness is frequently muted by a pseudo-tolerance, the polite reluctance to criticize another's religion. Given the wider thrust of religion's claims on public life, this hesitance falls somewhere between unfortunate and dangerous. Charles Kimball, a North Carolina Baptist and professor of religion, speaks very much to the point. Although many of us have been taught it is not polite to discuss religion and politics in public, we must quickly unlearn that lesson. Our collective failure to challenge presuppositions, think anew, and openly debate central religious concerns affecting society is a recipe for disaster. Still, the challenge is gathering. Academic projects that spotlight the resurgence of religious fundamentalism around the world now routinely include the United States, along with India, Israel, and many Islamic countries. Scholars have always touched on militantly anti-modernist Protestant evangelicalism, but there is a renewed focus. Some moderate to liberal theologians have begun to challenge half-baked preaching about the rapture and the end times as a toxin endangering the health, even the life, of the Christian churches and American society. Suburban megachurches, in turn, find themselves explained as offering the spiritual equivalent of a shopping mall. Would you like psychic healing today, Hindu breathing exercises, or just a little observant mood music? Ultimately, the larger political resurgence of historically controversial religiosity is what demands attention. End of Disc 4.